welcome to this episode of Between the Matters. Kind of caught me off guard. I'm the one who hit
record. Happy New Year!
Does anyone even know the words of that song?
Old Lang Syne. No.
Old Lang Syne. Am I saying it right? Old Lang Syne.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm east of the mountains again, guys, so I'm sorry for my audio quality. I realize
audio quality is pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad.
So, but anyways, if you're tuning in, this is January 1st, 2020.
Boom! You're listening to this back in time because we recorded this a year ago.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
It's like Isaiah 53 right here.
Yeah. We're so old.
But if you are listening, guess what? You've endured us for an entire year.
You are amazing. Like, yeah. you are the real MVP.
As Todd White would say, you're amazing.
God just loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
Now show me your feet.
Now let me lengthen one of your legs. Boom.
Oh, and just like that, we come into the new year swinging, folks.
Coming into new year swinging. By the way, anyone who saw that poll, boom, there's the fight right there.
Todd White's a heretic. There you go.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, true. Yes.
I caught Josh off guard. Wait, what?
I was like, wow. Okay. Yeah, we're.
Wow, that took a minute and 40 seconds to mention the word heretic in 2020.
I'm trying to think of something now. Hold on. Give me a minute.
But anyways, New Year's episode, what we wanted to do, we wanted to take a look back at our first year in existence, because it's been a long ride. I mean, it's been a roller coaster at times, it seems. You know, we started it and we with just one little microphone that had an Omni feature, and
that was awful.
And it was terrible.
It did not work well.
And then I invested in some microphones and some boom arms and some headphones. And finally, Josh turned me on to Squadcast and made life so much easier.
Right.
Because when we first started for the first 4 or 5 months, each time we recorded, we got together and we were physically in the same room. So since Squadcast, we have not done
tickets for me.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That was before me. I feel like you guys before me is the OG Matter of Theology, the original Star Wars trilogy,
and then I show up,
and then I show up, and it's the prequels. that's what I feel like happened.
Are you the
Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah. Oh. You started and it was like Darth Vader and all this cool Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I show up and I'm complaining about sand and Mr. Big Puma, and it's just weird. And then who knows what next year is going to be like. I don't know.
Oh man.
Man, so
fair.
So let's take a trip down memory lane. If you remember when we first started, the OG, the three of us, it was myself, Chris, and Nick.
Yeah.
And we miss Nick.
Nick Cannon.
Huh?
Nick Cannon. Wait, not that Nick.
No, but we do miss Nick. Nick will always be a part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's always got a place. But his schedule got crazy, did foster care, started actually, doing adult stuff, and left us to run the podcast.
Should I be insulted?
Yeah, this is an adult stuff.
Yeah. Josh, I kind of feel like we're not adult.
He left childhood behind.
Look, we're fulfilling all of our childish dreams of being on the radio.
Not childhood, childish.
I mean, that's what I meant. Childish.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh my gosh.
Man, this went downhill quick.
Sideways.
And we're only 5 minutes in. But, man, we've talked about a lot of issues. We've talked a lot about some foundational issues in the early episodes.
Yeah.
Ecclesiology, soteriology. We tackled the Ordo Salutis. That's awesome. We talked on Christology. And then we got on one topic that was necessary to get on because it was about worship. And it was about a song that was very popular, Reckless Love, which is our most downloaded episode.
And all Beth hell broke loose.
Basically, yes.
It did. Yes. There was some controversy. And what's so funny about that is I had multiple people tell me, one person in particular, she said, I just kind of felt, was that too harsh? And she goes, no, I think you were actually rather generous. And she gave me some advice. She said, iron out the rebuke and let the hammer fly. And it was after that some of the controversy started and came about and did result in multiple conversations.
I would like to go on record by saying that I was not here for this.
This was pre-Josh.
I had no part of pre-Josh. The controversy. It was nothing that I
said. Josh, if you haven't heard that episode, you would probably, I know you would agree with everything we said in that episode.
Oh, I'm sure I would. And I probably would have made it even worse. I'm sure you took it to 11. I would have taken it to like 15 and a half. And then, but because I've got this mentality, like I'm on the other side of the country. Like, what are they going to do? Fire me? Yeah. Like, you can't touch me. Like Andy Mineo, you can't stop me.
Oh, yeah. Great song, by the way.
But yeah, that was an interesting moment. Mm-hmm. After that, I mean, some things had to change. But not as far as, you know, easing up. Actually, I think a lot of things we kind of got a little more, we tightened up and we were a little more, what would you say? Focused. If we were going to hit something, we were going to be tactful in how we hit it.
Sure.
We were going to basically just go all out and say, this is what it is. But then we were going to make the claim of whatever it was, but then we were going to back it up and defend it, according to scripture, which, is what you should always do. Scripture should always be, your foundation.
Thus says the Lord. That's where it is. And that's the sanctifying work of the word, by the power of the Spirit that, just through us recording multiple episodes and preparing for those episodes and then the content that we were preparing, what the Spirit was doing in us through studying scripture, and has continued, you know, we were just talking about that offline, you know, just how studying to talk about these topics for a podcast has sanctified each of us, individually and corporately as a group. From day one, so I would like to think that if anybody listened to us day one and listened to us today, went, yeah, you guys have grown a lot.
Yeah.
And that's by the grace of the Lord. So,
but then we, I kind of got this message from a guy named Josh that did a podcast called Every Day of Monday. And I messaged him back. And then I ended up on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was one of those where you go to do an interview and you just start talking and you just go, man, I really like this guy. I need to have him on my show.
Mm.
So I had him on my show and now he's still here.
And the growth has stopped.
But no, one thing that's really interesting is that our first book giveaway, we gave away Sinclair Ferguson's book, Maturity, which we should all probably read again.
Yeah.
But Josh was actually our very first book winner.
I was. I remember.
Of our book giveaway. So he got that book. Clearly, he just shelved it.
Whatever. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, he is just letting them ring today, man.
Man, it's the end of the year. Gotta go out
swimming. That was so savage. And, like, what's worse is that you're right. That was, I feel, like, personally, like, attacked. Do we need to, like, have some time, Drew? Like, have I hurt you?
Oh.
That was amazing. Oh my gosh. That's dumb.
No, one of the things that I jest, but one of the things that I'm really glad that Josh brings to the show is his heart for good communication with people. Not just because we're reformed and we have a tendency to always have one foot in the cage, right?
Right.
And Josh kind of helps us to say, take a step back, think about the grace that has been dealt you, and now you need to deal that grace to other people in whatever you're talking about. Whether it be talking to someone about free will and predestination, or whether it be talking to someone about worship, or whether it be talking about preaching styles or whatever, it's the idea of being tactful, being gracious, and kind of meeting people where they are, and just remembering the grace that has been dealt you because you were at one time where they are.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I'm really grateful that Josh has brought to the show, even though, he thinks he doesn't bring a level of maturity. He does. And I think that's been a great part of our growing as a podcast.
Well, guys, I on a serious note. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah. I did not think that, when I had you on the Everyday Monday, and I was on, I think you had me as a guest host here once. I think we covered, what did we cover? I think we covered cage stageism.
Yeah.
How to come out of the cage. Yep.
So we did a couple of things. I think we did cage stage. We did why college kids leave the church.
Yes, that was another one.
A true job of a pastor and preacher.
Yeah. So we did that too.
We did that. And then we did Drisky Business, talking about old Mark Driscoll.
Oh, Drisky.
Yeah.
How dare you?
So we covered a couple of things.
Yeah. I never thought that it was going to be, I thought it was going to be like a, oh yeah, that was cool. And then, we get Chris and Nick back and that was going to be it. But, I have thoroughly enjoyed being on this podcast and, just hanging, getting to know you guys and having, it's living in 2020 is so cool. Like with the technology that we have, we can have such close friends, thousands of miles away.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And one of these days we're actually all going to meet up in person and we're probably not going to know what to do. And you're like, oh, wait, you have legs. I forgot.
Yeah, staring at your shoulder. You do have a lower body.
You mean you're not just a face?
Yeah, you're not just a face. Yeah. No, I have thoroughly enjoyed being on this podcast. I enjoy our listeners. I enjoy you guys, and I appreciate just you guys keeping me on, because I love talking theology. I love talking application of theology, and being able to do it with two guys that are not, for honestly, I mean, for lack of a better term, aren't jerks. You know, that can talk about theology and love people and love the Lord, love talking about theology, but also are cool with having a good time and joking around and having fun. Like, that's really rare in Reformedom today. Yeah. And we need more people, because theology is enjoyable. Studying God is enjoyable. And it can be, dare I say, fun. We can have a good time.
How dare you?
Exactly. I know. Yes. Yeah. And it's, and I'm just, I'm so thankful for you guys. I'm looking forward to another year, but I'll stop blubbering now.
No, it's going to be good. I mean, this first year has, it feels like it started off slow. But then just looking back at, you know, just the past couple of months, I mean, we got connected with Brad Weber. He's been on, we've been on his show. We had Matthew Robinson on, Media Gratier. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I still think, man, those guys wanted to come on this show. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. The Lord is good.
Yeah. But let's see. How many books did we give away? We gave away Maturity. We gave away The Potter's Freedom. Did we give away one after that?
Truths We Confess was the last one. No one wanted wanted Ashamed of the Gospel.
No one wanted MacArthur's most famous book, Ashamed of the Gospel. Crazy.
That's not his most famous book.
Oh, well, I thought it was.
Nope. The Gospel According to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. But Truths We Confess by R.C. Sproul. That's right. Just gave that one away. Just mailed it. Well, this is Wednesday.
Are you okay?
I mailed it on Monday.
There's some smoke coming out of your headphones, man.
I thought we just lost Drew for a second. Like, well, it's been a good year, guys.
Hey, and you know, speaking of Drew, and man, I'll just in the sense of blubbering as well, Josh. Man, well, just thank you, man. It's been an awesome year. I can't believe it's only been a year. It feels like longer, but I mean that in the best way. Not in a way of like, oh my gosh, it's only been a year. but truly, man, it's to see where, you know, this time last year we were just like, hey, we should start a podcast. Mm-hmm. Around December time, and then January 16th was our first episode. And the things that the Lord has done and we've gotten to experience and the ways that we've grown, like I said, individually and as a group, has just been awesome, man. So Drew, thank you, man, because this is your baby, man. This is the Lord is doing this stuff through you, and you know, we're just along for the ride, and we are your sidekicks.
No, because if it was just me, this show would suck. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there.
We are the mashed potatoes and carrots to your filet mignon. And I'll let the audience decide which one is which. We need a poll.
Who's the mashed potatoes and who's the carrots?
Well, you're an admin now, so you can.
I can create polls. Oh yes. Oh, I'm gonna have so much.
Oh goodness,
power flowing through me right now.
No, it has been. This year has been fun. It's a lot more than I expected. And the feedback we got is a lot better than I expected.
That blows me away. Some of the stuff that we've heard and experienced, and you know, from having people in person at church coming up and asking us about things that they've heard on the podcast, to getting messages and Facebook and just through the connections, you know, that we've been able to make, and what those connections were leading to in 2020. You know, G3 is right around the corner, and you know, so that's going to be exciting. And I haven't told you guys this yet, but there's a pretty good chance I'm going to be volunteering at the Ligonier Conference.
Ooh,
with nice. Brad Weber.
Sweet.
So he and I'll drive, he'll fly, I'll be his chauffeur, and I'll be bunking with him. And so if we can work all the details out, that could be cool in March 19th to the 21st, I think. So it's stuff.
Coffee knowledge.
Yeah. No, I love coffee.
They're gonna be drinking Bang, man.
Well, no, he's backed off, man.
He's
backed off. Yeah. Brad, so he and I've been talking about that. But I mean, it's just stuff like that, man. It's just you know, Josh and I were talking on Marco about networking. Mm-hmm. And how it's awesome, and I love doing it, but it's incredible to see. And I heard I heard a guy, a worship leader, pretty famous worship leader, say years ago, people used to always ask him, man, how do I get discovered and how do I do this? And I want people to hear what I'm doing and all this stuff. And he just said, you know, the Holy Spirit is the best booking agent you'll ever have. Mm. Let the Lord open the doors. You just be faithful to his word. Be faithful to give him glory and honor and praise. And, you know, as we wrap up Romans 11 here next week, and let the aim of your charge to be for from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be the glory forever. Amen. And let him work out the, you know, who he wants you to be in touch with and what he wants to do and let him build it. So,
well, and I think we are like complete total testament to that.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know any of you guys from Adam. I didn't even,
right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to remember how I even came across your podcast.
I think it was something where
I think it was Facebook spying on you through your iPhone.
Probably was. Let's be honest. It was
like the ad tracking.
We all have.
It's like you might like this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Drew and I connected somehow.
Yeah. DJ Mike, bro. DJ.
Oh,
Mike.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember Drew.
I had him on my podcast.
Yeah.
And then I saw you guys were friends and you were chatting back and forth.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on your profile and found, oh man, look at that. We all, dude, all goes back to DJ Mike.
Yep.
Shout out to DJ Mike. Him and his
Reformed. Shout out DJ Mike.
DJ?
Reformed.
Yeah, he's got a new podcast.
Hasn't put anything out yet, I think.
Reformed Scratches.
Reformed Scratches. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Nice. Guys, I have one complaint. I have one complaint, one complaint only. It's been a great year, but none of our listeners talk to me.
I talk to you.
I'm always hearing about, like, you listen to our own podcast. You are one of the three listeners. Look at that. You guys are always talking about, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so is talking. We're getting messages. Hey, listeners, like, none of y'all talk to me.
Here's what I have to do.
None of y'all talk.
I have to give you the username and password for the Instagram.
Yeah.
Because we've had messages come through because Chris can see it. Okay, maybe that's not a good idea. because Chris can see the messages that come through and I can see the messages that come through. So like one message in particular, someone messaged us about the Cage Stage, and it was the Cage Stage episode that we did that helped them out.
I didn't know about that. Oh man, I thought that was a complete dud.
Okay, no, actually, no, man. Yeah, man, I got a long message about that one and how it helped this lady and her husband out.
All right. Well, all that to say, listeners, your boy Josh is insecure. Throw him some Facebook love.
Josh needs to be talking.
Chat me up. I want to talk. I like talking.
Okay, so 2019.
Yes.
What was the best book that you guys read in 2019?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I actually know. I know. Oh, I have an answer for this question. Okay. I don't normally have answers.
I know.
I have an answer. The Imperfect Disciple by Jared C. Wilson.
Imperfect Disciple by Jared C. Wilson. Okay.
So good.
Nice.
If any of you guys follow Jared Wilson on Twitter, one, he's hilarious. He's hilarious on Twitter, but he's an incredible writer. Jared C. Wilson, The Imperfect Disciple, was the best book I read 2019. It was great.
Nice. What do you got, Chris?
Can I pick more than one?
No.
No, only one. Josh only picked one.
It's because I only read one.
There you go. I only read one.
Joke.
Oh man. If I had to pick just one, Mortification.
I feel like I know what it. Oh, okay. I was thinking you were going to say The Great Awakening.
I haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
If I was able to pick multiple, I would have said Mortification of Sin, God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, and Defining Deception.
Hmm.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That is a good trifecta there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a whole stack of this is the honestly 2019 was the year that I read the most, especially the last half of the year.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same. Golly, man. It's so hard to pick just one, Chris, because I did read a lot. Like, I read The Bruised Reed by Richard Sibbes. So good. I read Mortification of Sin. I think Kevin DeYoung's book, Grace, which was about the doctrines of grace that came out of the Synod of Dort. So it's hard to choose just one.
Yeah.
But, man, I probably would say The Bruised Reed, by Richard Sibbes.
That's in my wish list.
Because it's very good for the person struggling with faith. Cause we all have those moments, those times of doubt. It's very good, to show that God he's not far off. He's right there. He's protecting you. He's kindling that little flame of faith. But now if we're talking about the book I read the most this year was Strange Fire by John MacArthur.
And great, that's because book. Phenomenal book.
It is. And that's because I had to write different papers talking about the charismatic gifts, one on tongues, stuff we did for the podcast.
Yeah.
Had to go back and read through and reference different things. So that book, I think I made my way through it about 4 or 5 times this year.
There you go.
What book of scripture did you read the most?
Probably.
Go ahead.
Romans.
Romans for me too. Yep.
I was all through Romans.
Yeah. Well, and from us doing Romans 1 and of course now Romans 11, but then doing the men's Bible study with Dr. Lawson.
Yeah.
That's I've been living in Romans.
Yeah.
So,
Josh, what about you?
It would be James for me. This year has been a particularly hard year for a lot of different things. And James is a very comforting book when talking about pain and frustration and sadness and grief, and just perseverance in that and Christ's sufficiency in that. So yeah, it's been a rough 2000. I'm happy to leave 2019 where it's at.
2019. I am too. Yeah. There have been some incredible things that have happened and then some incredibly heartbreaking things that have happened. And I too am like, this has been a good year to learn from and to grow. Goodbye, 2019. Yeah.
And we're gonna let the blood of Jesus cover over 2019. And
Well, it's like, did you see Nate Pickowitz's tweet that talked about giving his condolences to everyone who thought that 2019 was gonna have their breakthrough and their year of victory?
Mm-mm. Oh no!
Yeah, he put out this tweet that said, to everyone who thought that 2019 was going to be their year of victory or their year of breakthrough, I offer my condolences. But then he said, all of the your victory is found in Christ, in Christ Amen. Alone. So to seek after him. And of course, I'm paraphrasing, but it was really good. So now, going into 2020, going into the next year, what are some things that you guys are personally looking forward to? Some personal, we'll say resolutions. What are some things that you guys are looking to accomplish personally, family-wise? What's 2020 have in store?
More time in scripture, and that's not just a blanket answer. That's something that I've been thinking a lot about the last couple of weeks is more time in the book, more focus time, in scripture, and then to read, be focused and diligent on the extra biblical resources that I read and to stay, and then limiting time on social media, redeeming that time for the glory of the Lord and for the edification of anybody who would happen to see anything that has my name attached to it, that they would see his. Yeah, man. I mean, obviously more quality time with the family, and I guess to slow down, if that makes sense, to, as situations arise, good, bad, or indifferent, to just slow down, take a step back, and respond and not react. So.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely the slowdown. I echo that for sure. I am really wanting, and some of this isn't up to me. I mean, obviously everything's in the Lord's timing and the Lord's sovereignty, but I really want to try to figure out a way in 2020 to be able to put more time into counseling, more time into helping people at church, and helping just kind of the hurting demographic that's there. I would love to, I mean, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I was a pastor for a little bit, and then, had real bad experience, that just real hurtful. And when that calling and that desire never left, right. It was definitely dampened, for a time. but just, yeah, just really praying that the Lord kind of fulfills that sometime soon. Because it's hard to be patient in that kind of thing, you know, when you know what the Lord has gifted you in, and you're pretty sure you know what the Lord wants you to be doing, but the opportunity is just not there. So I'm hoping just kind of for wisdom of, you know, finding that fine line between obviously being patient and waiting in the Lord, but not resting on my laurels, and just not pursuing something, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, more time to be able to devote to church, than I'm able to do now, whether that be in a actual position or just the Lord provides a good, alternate, employment that gives me time, and just the ability to do that. So I'm hoping 2020 gives me that. We'll see. We'll see.
Nice. Yeah. This year, I mean, starting off the year, I'm about to be a dad, so
yeah, you are.
That's a crazy way to start off the year, man.
Depending on when people listen to this, you might already be a dad.
That's true. that is so true. But it's one of those things where now, my focus is on family discipleship, because I want to raise my son up in scripture. But in doing that, I also have to be diligent. I have to make time for that. So if that means, you know, I have to, you know, put recording a podcast episode, you know, if I got to put that on hold because I got to do that, well, then that's what I need to do. You know, 'cause this is always going to be here, but he's more important to grow up in the Lord.
That's right, man.
So definitely ordering those priorities in order to put a focus on family discipleship, because we've done it. We've started at, there were moments where we were going strong, and then it just kind of fizzled out. So we just really the urge to get back to that, because it helped me, it helped my wife. And so definitely need to get back to that. And, you know, teaching my son from being a baby, teaching him scripture, reading him scripture, just having it, poured over him, letting him be saturated in it. So that's my 2020 goal. cause it's a new chapter. It's a new journey for me. That's never true. Been on it. So hopefully it works out by God's grace.
Oh, man. You're going to be great. Yep. You're going to be great. And you've got a bunch of people around you that help too. I mean, I mean, that's such a blessing of being in a family of believers, right? And having brothers and sisters around you. It's for that accountability, for that encouragement, and just having a good church family and friends like this, you know, like you, everyone needs friends like this. So, you know, you can call them and ask them for anything, and they're going to be there, you know, like that's what the gospel does. And that's super encouraging.
That's right. Amen. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this New Year's episode. You know, what are some of the resolutions you guys have? Let us know. You know, we're curious. What are some Bible reading plans that you got? You know, always love good Bible reading plans for the year. You know, we always start those strong, and then those always seem to fizzle out too. But, you know, what are some things you have, some resolutions you have, family plans? You know, we want, you know, we involve you guys in our lives. You know, we give you guys the look inside at our lives. You know, we want to know you too. Because just like Josh said, you know, we're a body of believers.
Yep.
We should be able to lean on one another. You know, if you guys need us to pray for something, don't be afraid to send us a message on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. You know, we'll pray for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to tell you, there are nights where Chris cannot sleep, and he would love to pray for you in the middle of the night.
That is very true. Just check my Instagram stories. I'm like, I can't sleep. How can I pray for you? I got responses, though. You know, it was awesome.
Good.
I got responses from a friend of mine who does foster care. It wasn't Nick, but they got placed with two extra kids. So then now they became a family, went from a family of three to a family of five, like that. And then this one lady was like, for the salvation of the soul of my mom. I was like, wow. Absolutely. So, so let us know how we can pray for you, because we will. We're not just
we aren't
kind of guys that just say, "Hey, I'm gonna pray for you," and then I'm not praying for that guy.
Yeah. Let me know too. I'm here too. Let me know too.
Talk to Josh. Everyone,
watch Iron Man 3 and talk to Josh.
Yes, watch Iron Man 3 again. Why not? Come on. I mean, it's a great film. It's a great film.
All right. Well, we're about to get out of here, but. Just to let you guys know, when 2020 comes around, episodes of Matter of Theology, we are going to be a little more strict on time. We're not going to have, hour and a half episodes.
We're looking at you, Chris.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Chris.
Looking at you. I'm calling you out, man. This is going to be, you know what? 2020, my resolution, I'm being honest. We're calling you out.
Hey, I can't help it. When you read the works of Jonathan Edwards, it just comes out. You know.
Oh my gosh!
John Owen too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we say pretty big things happen in 2020?
Let's very just say big that. Things happening.
Very big things happening in the matter of theology realm in 2020. Yeah. Looking into it, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a lot of work, but I think it'll be well worth it for sure.
Absolutely.
Dare I say it's for going sure. to be huge?
Huge.
Huge.
It's going to be bigger than a wall. Bigger than a wall. Amazing. Bigger.
Devotional. It's going to be amazing.
Look, we're going to have devotionals, and Josh is going to pay for them. All of them. Build a wall, and Josh is paying for it.
Man, that was great.
We're going to make everyone Calvinist, and the Arminians are going to pay for it. It's going to be amazing.
Everyone, textbooks. Everyone's going to get the Potter's Freedom. All the Arminians. Steven Anderson's going to pay for all of them.
Oh, okay.
We need to get it.
2020.
We just went the other way.
That's amazing.
So I'm looking for my copy of Maturity right now. Because
apparently,
I
shelved that.
That's okay. I did too.
You read two chapters.
Yeah,
we read them back on the plane.
I read them on the plane.
Stuff starts in chapter 3.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to read in Sinclair's his accent.
Scottish voice.
He does. It's very soft and inviting.
What you don't know.
All right, we're getting out of here.
Bye bye. Happy 2020.
Happy New Year.